was rock music was inspired by hip hop, and there was that mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't dig it. I didn't dig that.
No.
I thought it was ew. And the Meters is like a song from the 70s, like a funk.
Yeah, you picked some funky ones today. And that's, great yeah. stuff. Great musicianship.
Really? Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm about.
Yeah. I wish you like to play the trumpet. What else do you, what would you like to learn? Like, if you could and you had the time, what would you like to learn? What instrument?
I don't know. Maybe piano or guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe piano because it's versatile, I guess. You can, well, you can play it, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's fun.
I like the idea of being able to pound on the piano too versus the
strum.
Yeah, when you strum with the guitar.
You'd rather
and you're
pound.
Plucking. I'd rather pound than pluck. I think that's what it is. And also, like, with the, you know, you get those calluses. I want pound. Like, with the,
I think there's a perception, too, about piano players.
Yeah.
That they're more talented. Or they're, I don't know, maybe
more so than a guitarist?
You know, maybe that's...
I don't think that's
no,
true.
That's not true. I don't mean it. I'm trying to...
That's your...
That's
your boys and girls theory that I have.
I think I think maybe they're more sensitive.
Uh-huh.
They're more artistic than...
You think so?
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
No, because I that's wrong.
No, because you'd have somebody playing a weepy guitar, you know? You play somebody like a bluesy solo.
But the thing with the guitar, you can bring it, it's portable. You can't like have
You know what I like about us, though, is we like to throw our theories out there, and sometimes they stick.
Yeah, you know, this one didn't.
And other times, it's like, that's worth more discussion.
We could revisit. I do have an issue with sax players.
Do you?
I think they're overrated.
Yeah.
People put way too much stock
especially now.
In the saxophone, you know, like, oh, that's the hero.
Yeah, really, especially like the Kenny G.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't think so.
But like the saxophone, for some reason, like a couple of years ago, I came in here and there were some guys and they started their show with the saxophone from, I think, the Lost Boys. Like that guy playing the saxophone on the beach or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it was the most hilarious thing ever. It was just a guy that, you know, long hair, curly hair, you know, playing the saxophone. I'm like, it's actually pretty cool. And they thought it was like, I felt bad that they were shaming him. They were like giving him a tribute, but also shaming him at the same time.
Because it was old, something old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we used to do to our parents.
That's true. That's true.
Now it's something that we grew up with.
Yeah.
We're getting shamed. It's not fun.
I was at Canopy Lake Park a couple of years ago. Actually, God, it has to be like 7 or 8 now. And my little brother was with me at the time. He was in his early 20s at the time. And there were like some 15, 16-year-olds in line. And we look over it, and the 15, 16-year-olds, they all have pacifiers in their mouth. And like on chains.
Yeah.
And this was something relatively new, fad, right? Mm-hmm. So my brother was like disgusted. He was just like, he didn't and I said, congratulations, Kyle, you're in the new generation. You've seen something that you don't understand.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, why are they doing that? You know? It was basically just to look cool.
Yeah,
you know?
And I know we did stuff that looked stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we did stuff cool too.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like taking off my pants and running around.
Streaking. Yeah.
Getting arrested.
Getting arrested.
I'm good at getting arrested. Yeah.
At least the guy lets you put your pants back on.
I think he recognized that I'm all about fun. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But my buddy looked like he was up to no good. That's why they wouldn't let him put his clothes back on. I'm just like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. It was indecent exposure for, I believe, 2 years on the record. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd have to, you probably have to register as a sex offender.
That's today. What it was. Yeah, nowadays,
like
probably,
It'd be really.
See, I considered it decent exposure. I didn't consider it indecent.
Right. I mean,
it was decent.
Back then it was like, you know, streak. They wrote a song about streaking. Remember?
Right. Yeah. Ray Stevens.
Yeah.
They call him the streak.
They call him the streak, and it was just like, You know what I mean? It was just like...
Oh, it was huge, too.
Yeah. It was... Well, I can't...
And they call him the Street Queen.
It was Mirth. Yeah. Mirth.
It was what?
Mirth.
Mirth?
Yeah, Mirth. Is that what it... Mirth?
What is that, the guy's name?
No. It's like Mirth.
M-I-R-T-H?
Yeah, isn't that like a term?
Like Mayhem and Mirth?
Yeah. Yeah, it was whimsical.
Amusement, especially expressed in laughter. That's mirth.
Yeah.
Merriment, high spirits.
Yeah, that's what you do. You take
cheerfulness.
You take your clothes off and you frolicked.
And
people, you know, it's like, look at that naked guy. And it's...
Yeah.
Like, it was probably... I don't know. It's probably creepy then, too. But we didn't...
You know, I didn't consider it that creepy. I just thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I had a naked guy run by and then decided to join in. The streak. Here he goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
I like how Ray Stevens plays like every character, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Ray, you know what? Don't you think you can let some of the other people that are on the show in?
And they have like women. They have women like holding up signs to judge the guy.
Yeah.
You know, like giving him scores.
I heard this. Well, the one that was released on like a 45 single was like a live version, and you just heard all the people like laughing hysterically.
Right.
You know, down the south. This was big. It was the streak.
Yeah. Ethel.
Mm-hmm. They have like the old Kodak camera with the flash bulbs too. I remember getting one of those for Christmas. My brother upset me and I threw a flash bulb at him and it like exploded against the wall. Like the flash, it was really neat.
Oh yeah.
Like you used to be able to whip those flash cubes
and
they'd explode. Yeah. You can blind everybody in the room.
You miss that?
I don't miss it. I just remember.
You climbed a tree and threw flash bulbs on people?
There's a lot of things in life that I remember and I don't miss. That was one of them.
Did you see the streak?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
It was a country western
guy. I got a Dr. Pepper and a churro and some chili. Did you grill this summer?
A few times, yeah.
Anything good?
You know, the huge.
Yeah. Some pork and some chicken, some steak.
Chicken, steak, yeah. Steaks are good. I think that's probably the best. The nice T-bone steak.
Oh, yeah.
Baked potato.
Yeah.
Some corn.
You can grill the mashed potato. It'll probably a couple will go through the rings, though.
Yeah.
The corn, a little corn. Do you like grilled corn? I'm not a huge grilled corn fan.
No. What we do is we take the kernels off.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Cut them off, and then you put them in a frying pan.
Yeah.
With some butter.
Nice.
And you just heat it up like that. You cook it like that.
Oh, that's nice, too.
Yeah.
So you get them fresh.
You don't have to eat it off the cob.
Yeah.
But sometimes the cob, you know, is good.
I love eating it off the cob.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
You like the cob?
I eat corn on the cob the long way.
Like the cartoons?
The long way.
Do you kiss it?
My stepfather used to cut it, like he cut all of it. That's where I first saw, because he didn't have any teeth.
Right.
So, but he loved corn.
Yeah.
So he would just get, he'd take a big plate and then gum it.
There you go.
He liked it.
I think that's what, that's what people do that don't have teeth.
You gotta eat.
Choice.
You got no choice. I had to get a couple crowns last year.
Oh, really?
For my mouth for the first time. Not like a crown for my head, but in my mouth.
I need a crown. I was supposed to get one.
It's not that bad.
No?
Yeah.
They're expensive, though, right?
Yeah. But I'm worth it, you know?
It's a scam. It's a racket. The crowns.
I got one done, and then I had to get another one.
Yeah.
And with the insurance, like $600, $600, $700.
Oh, I should look into that.
But they shave your tooth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they shave it. Not like the 70s where you could have a full blown tooth.
Where's it going with this?
Totally shaved.
Totally shaved.
Totally shaved tooth. yeah. But I thought I was going to have to get a bridge. You know, a bridge is like not one crown. It's like three teeth.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. And it's like I'm becoming, and that's becoming old overnight when you lose your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, something's wrong. But what happened is I ground him down. Too much stress in my life. So I ground him down. And they crack. And the other one, they ended up shaving down and put another one in. But at first, it feels like something's in your mouth. Like something foreign.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it feels like a pebble or something's in the back.
The crown does?
Yeah. But then eventually it changes. But what was funny is I had a permanent crown done. And then I had to get another one done. And as I ate a Hershey chocolate bar, like the flat portion, and it was frozen, I bit down on it, and it broke the first crown, like within the first 3 weeks I had it. And it was the permanent one.
Yeah.
And it came back. I haven't had any trouble since then with the other two. But, yeah, it was just kind of weird. And what's neat, too, is they get rid of, like, you know, if you got a cavity or filling in there.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's nice, brand new. It's, like, you know, nice and white.
Oh, yeah?
So it's like I have, you know, a bunch of yellow teeth and two, like, really nice white ones in the back. My molars. How's your molar? Let me see your molars.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth so I can see your molars. Ugh. Man. Hey, you know what I got? I got another little surprise for you. I have some stuff from Lou's place on here from like 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I found like a couple little things. Remember the night we had like everybody doing like each other's stuff?
Did we record? Yeah, we recorded stuff.
Yeah, and I recorded like, I think it was like four to six shows there. And I found...
But did Rick have this stuff?
Rick actually set up the microphone system there one night where we actually had the thing for the popper and everything. So the sound came out pretty nice. And I had like that full speaker set up. I actually still got it. Still works pretty nice. But yes, I actually put this together. And there's a night, and it's got Barry Lee in here, Scotty, Scott Lombardo, Sandy Asai.
Okay.
Yourself, myself. You can hear Winston, I believe, in the background, as well as Rick Cormier's brother, Dave.
Oh, yeah, Dave.
So this is basically, we did a night where we would do each other's jokes. So we would call out somebody's name, and the other person would come out and do the jokes. And I believe the first one is you making fun of a person named Brian Freer, if you remember Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
One more. Tony Moschetto doing Brian Freer. Tony Moschetto doing Brian Freer. 1 minute, Brian Freer, everybody. Brian Freer.
Wow. I'm the headline of Brian Freer. Hi, I'm Brian Freer. Hi. I'm gay. I'm a scientist who likes to watch small boys at schoolyards. Listerine and semen. I wrote that joke after I blew Dave Cormier. I'm just kidding. I blew Chris Earl. All right, thank you.
Tony Moschetto. Oh, look at the hands are raising already. I haven't even said anything and the hands are raising. First person I kind of want to see do Tony is Sandy. She kind of made fun of Sandy. Well, you want to do Tony, Sandy? Want to do a minute of Tony? We'll give you a minute to think about it. I think Barry Lee had her hand up. She's going to do Tony first. Here's Barry Lee as Tony Moschetto, everybody. Barry Lee is Tony Moschetto.
All right. Everybody's dead of AIDS outside. So we're going to have a dick measuring contest. Loser's going to get boiled to death, made into soup. I'm going to eat it while I'm watching The Sopranos. Got a joke for us, Dave?
Barry Lee is Tony Moschetto.
And that brings up Sandy Asai. Come on, Sandy.
Here she comes. Tony Moschetto, done by Sandy Asai.
I was in a... Tony wouldn't do this. So. I was in a gang on the beach. We call ourselves the Flip Flops. Yeah. I can sense when the tie's coming in, you know? Or when the beach ball's coming up my way. Or two chicks in a bikini is going to start making out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Thanks, Chris. I want to be on National Council for Pork. Know why? It's the other white meat. Fuck that, Dave. It's the white meat.
Wow. Sorry.
You know what you can get from pork? You can get pork loin, pork chops, porky neck, pork balls, pork pussy. Sky's the limit with a pig. Know what you can get from chicken? That's right, jackass. Chicken. Some kind of flu. That's it. Then what's the slogan? I forget that part. What was that?
Pork. It's also a verb.
Pork. It's also a verb.
That's like me being. It's like angry Tony when I do it.
I know. It's like, did I come across that angry?
No, I think that was just me.
That was funny.
So yeah, I found those in there.
That's
in the archives.
That was interesting.
That was an interesting little show. I loved doing that one. It was fun.
That's a great place. It was a great place.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know how he's doing.
What is that place now? It's not a bar anymore.
It's right? Actually it's a gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still got indoor soccer and they got the hockey. So but they don't have the bar there anymore now.
No.
But yeah, that was a fun little workout room for quite a while.
It was. And the kitchen was like, you didn't want to eat food there.
No. You didn't want to do much of anything there. Even the beers you wanted to get in the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't trust. That place was just filthy.
It was.
It was gross.
Yeah. A lot of character. I liked Amy. Remember that Amy? She was nice. The bartender there, and Kristen.
Yeah.
Or Christine, rather.
Yeah.
And Christine, unfortunately, she passed afterwards.
I know.
But yeah, that was crazy.
It was.
Yeah. But I don't know how Lou's doing. It would be nice. It would be nice to find out. I actually did a little. Geez, I want to say crap. It's got to be 5 to 6 years ago now. I had like little Lou's reunion when it was back up in New Hampshire. Like, people came up and did it. I think, like, Dorothy and Steve and a few others when I was hosting up in New Hampshire. The Winner's Circle that night. That had to be, like, 5 years ago or so. I think he popped up that night, right?
It was, yeah.
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
It was never anyone in there.
No, not really.
Once in a while, we got a crowd.
The only time that we actually got a really good crowd was that was when I got the newspaper in for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And we actually had a full room.
That's right.
And the freaking guy didn't have any toilet paper.
I remember.
I was pissed because Lou didn't put any toilet paper in the women's room. And
right.
We had like 150 people maybe in that little room.
I know.
And yeah, and they ran out of beer, too. They ran out of, like, a bunch of bottles of beer, and it's like, Lou, it's in the Lowell Sun. I'm getting a lot of calls. It's like, make sure you got enough. And then after that, I was so pissed, and that's basically how that room ended.
Yeah.
I should have kept it going, but was what it was.
It's crazy because it was always dirty.
Yeah.
It was just a place where you wouldn't want to come back if you went there one time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you were checking out the show, it was just...
Right.
Yeah.
It was basically, checking out the show or picking up your kid from, soccer practice there or whatever. Have a quick burger and a beer.
We had the, in the men's room, it was like one stall, like, was just no one flushed.
Yeah, and Lou put a sign on it that said, please don't flush.
Yeah.
The management.
No, didn't
I love how people would add, like, he'd add the management. It's just him, you know? It's not like there's a committee.
I thought we were going to put a sign that says, please don't fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
The management.
Yeah. Yeah. The management.
Because he had a sign that was signed, the management.
Yeah. I don't know. We've talked about it so much, I think the sign existed. It didn't say, please don't flush?
No, it didn't exist.
We just had the management.
Yeah, we wanted to put a sign up that says, please don't flush, the management.
But it was always like, and it was taped off with, like, you know, masking tape.
Yeah, there was one that was out of order or something.
Yeah.
But people still used it.
Yeah. And it was, like, taped off with masking tape or some scotch tape, whatever you had lying around in the drawers in the back room.
Yeah.
But, yeah, interesting dude. He basically, you know, was a guy that had worked and gambled for years, and he had a couple good jobs and wanted to buy himself a bar. And, you know, he found that little place, did his thing for a couple of years, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you like Paul Simon at all?
Yeah.
I threw a little Paul Simon in the background.
I heard
that. Yeah. We should talk about the change, because tomorrow is the change, right? We're going into the fall tomorrow.
Oh,
autumn is tomorrow,
day?
Right?
First day. Oh, yeah. It's the 20th. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, today's the last day of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Crazy. Pretty miserable out there today, too.
Yeah. I didn't like it walking in.
No. Steamy.
Well, it's with the rain and stuff, it's just annoying.
It's been a weird year for weather. Yeah. There was a really bad, you know, flood a few weeks ago. Oh, my God. It was horrible. I actually had a manhole cover like come up like underneath my car, like right after I got the car too. I'm like, what the hell, like right over here, and the water actually came up and lifted the manhole cover.
Oh yeah,
it was nuts. Yeah,
wow, I saw that.
Yeah, I was worried, I didn't take any pictures, but yeah, it was like that flash flood a couple months ago.
Flash flood.
You got any plans for the fall? Anything exciting?
No, same old stuff.
How about you going to go to the fair? You going to go to the Big E or up to Topsfield? You used to enter the pumpkin fair years ago.
Yeah, right? I did that one time. We'll probably go to the Topsfield fair.
Yeah?
We always do, yeah.
They don't have the elephant anymore, right? They still got the animals?
I don't think... They might have... I'm trying to think if they did have the elephant people they were letting... They either had an elephant or a camel. The last time we went up there for the kids to ride.
Yeah, a couple adults.
Yeah.
I went on the elephant when I was like in my late 20s.
You did?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
I think I did too.
Yeah, it was fun, you know?
Hey, you know, it's an elephant.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you know? It's literally like a squirrel jumping up on my shoulder and going for a walk with me. It's
right.
Not a big deal. Everyone's like, oh, it's horrible for the elephant. It's like, it's not.
I don't think that is hard. I think just the way they're treated.
Right, the way they hold them and stuff. But as for the ride, like me going on the ride, you shouldn't discourage that.
It's great.
It's a fun time. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like beaming. Like, you took a picture of me, and I was like beaming. My friend's like, you look so happy. I'm like, I am. I'm riding an elephant in Topsfield.
It makes people happy.
Yeah.
It makes people happy just seeing an elephant.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. I like seeing an elephant.
But I think it's just such a... I don't know. It's so pathetic. You know what I mean?
The way they treat him?
Yeah, it's like they bring him out and it just walks around a circle.
Yeah.
People on it.
Yeah.
Like that's their life.
That's it. Yeah.
That's their existence.
I was saying the other day I feel sorry for horses because they have to stand all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And if they hurt their legs and go down, they're all done.
A Dunsky.
Right? I'm like, I'm sick of standing for like 10 minutes at a time. I got people at work that are like, they all have the ergonomic desks now. Ergonomic.
Wimps.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, standing up trying to look like they're all busy and stuff.
Yeah.
Jackass. They're like, you know, playing Minesweeper and...
Millennials.
Looking at porn.
Well, you could look at porn and walk at the same time.
Yeah. You could. It's been done.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was at work, and he's like, literally, he brought his, you could hear it, going off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And my friend told me about it, and I'm like, and it was a girl, you know, and she's uncomfortable. I said, go to HR. I'm like, tell HR. I'm like, what if it was HR? You don't know. But the guy was like literally going into the bathroom, looking at porn, and, you know, taking care of himself, snapping the carrot.
But he's in the, He's in the bathroom.
Yeah, but it's at work. He's on the company dime snapping one out. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not a fan of that.
I mean, that's wrong.
Especially when, you know... But I'm like, how did she know that? I'm like, is it unisex, the stalls? I'm like, how did she know that?
Yeah, if it's just a men's room, what's her beef?
You know, now that I think of it, I'm like, well, how did she know that?
It had to be a unisex.
It had to be a unisex, yeah. Out at UMass, we had unisex bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean, if it's that's the case, then I would be against that as a guy.
I think the unisex bathrooms as a young man, you know, in my teens starting at UMass, I think I got ahead I think I was a little bit ahead of everybody because I got to actually be in a bathroom where a girl would come in and, like, do her duty next to me. So I didn't have to worry about that, like, later on in the dating and the marriage thing. You know, it was just normal to me.
You know how creepy that sounds? The way you say it, it's so, like, you didn't say it creepy, like, your voice, but it was like...
Yeah.
Like you're in the stall next to her.
I sold it.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's a little creepy. April, come she will. I always thought this one was a little weird. Like, what is this about? Like, here she comes. She's ready for the spring.
That's you in the stall.
She's blossoming.
That's you in the stall.
I'm singing. Yeah. I'm singing it too. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This would be a good soundtrack for like some creepy horror movie. Like, yeah. Some stalker. Yeah. Come she will. She'll change her tune. Yeah.
She's a woman.
She's becoming a woman. September, July. She'll fly. And give no
warning to her flight. She will succumb to her womanly.
Yes. It's like you just see like the dirty rag and a burlap bag and back of a trunk. You know, something creepy wandering through the woods. I'm like ruining the Simon Garfunkel. Yeah. September. I remember.
I'll dismember.
I'll dismember you. I dismember, Mama. Creepy. It's a beautiful song, though.
Even though it means...
Hmm.
A lot of folk music is creepy.
Yeah.
No?
I liked this when he got, like, all the Africans with him and just started banging on stuff. Obvious Child. Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wish we could do this. Like, I have a big, giant, like, African band behind us as we're chatting. Like, if we wanted, like, to jam.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're done talking. Let's jam for 10 minutes.
Well, he went down to Africa, right?
Yeah.
And he experienced all this stuff?
Yeah. I think he brought home some people with him.
Yeah.
And put together a big band.
A recording?
Yeah. I remember when he did the Diamonds on the Soles of Shoes and he showed up on SNL and everyone's like, what is this? You know, people thought it was a joke, and I'm like, nah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I mean, it was pretty clever, you know? I wish he'd still do that. I wish he'd come out and do something. He's overdue to do something clever again.
Yeah.
Before he's all done. You know, I kind of feel bad because you have somebody that's had such a clever, good idea. And then it's like, well, you ever going to do the Diamonds on the Soles of the Shoe type of thing again? And Paul Simon's like, no. Guy's got like 30 Grammys and sold out shows, and you know, somebody's like, well, why didn't you do something like that again? You know, like they have to tell him what he needs to do to be successful.
He just has to stay home.
He should, yeah.
He doesn't have to
at
go
this
out.
Point.
Gets takeout every night. He's like you.
Yeah.
Yelling at kids.
You're like me. Yeah. You're like me. You're like me. What do you think our Garfunkel's doing? He's not counting as much money as Simon, that's for sure.
No, in fact, a lot of people are Garfunkel sympathizers, you know what I mean? Like, they actually like him better.
Really?
Yeah, my dad hates Simon.
No
Simon.
Kidding?
Yeah.
Why?
He's a Garfunkel guy.
Was it the afro? What was it?
I think he just thinks Paul Simon's just like a smug, you know, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, kind of. And I've heard other people say that about Paul Simon, how they like, you know, they like Garfunkel.
Did you see that thing that I had when I went to the Chicago Museum Institute of Art, and it was a saint that looked exactly like Paul Simon?
I saw that, yeah.
I'm like, what is that? I'm like, it's Paul Simon. It looks exactly like him.
And who was it? A saint?
No, I think it might have been a time-traveling Paul Simon. It looked exactly like him. I got some other great stuff from that. I took like hundreds of photos, and I did like another 40 videos in that place. I wandered around for a few days. It was beautiful. Yeah. I got to see the American Gothic.
Oh.
Right?
The American Gothic?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, like the painting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had this Japanese guy that was in front of me the whole time. And he wouldn't get out of the way. And he was in front of everybody.
Why wouldn't he leave?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. And people asked him to move, but he didn't move. So it was Japanese-American Gothic. That's what I decided to call the photos. Because he's in every frame.
Oh,
so
okay.
I get the painting, but this other Japanese guy's in the painting with it.
So he would stand in front of you in every
yeah, and I literally went like right behind him, and like security and people laughing because I was obviously taking his picture with the painting,
yeah.
You know, and he was just kind of oblivious, and he like kind of looked in a couple of pictures, actually kind of looking at me smiling.
Did he? Now, that's funny. Did he? You obviously can take pictures of the work, right?
Yeah. You know what was neat too? They had the what is it called? Night. Not Night Star, because I forget what it's called. It's like Night People, Night Shade, or whatever. It's the people sitting in the diner.
Night
There's
vision?
Four people. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like the people sitting in the diner. They had that there.
My thanks.
They had some nice art.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had some Andy Warhol stuff, and you name it, it was there. It was pretty amazing.
I like art.
Yeah, I like art too. I think more people should enjoy it.
They should.
Yeah. It's like I didn't really realize what a good time I was having until I was there and after. I'm like, that was a good day. That was fun. I went to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. That was kind of a bummer because I had been waiting to go in the actual museum for over 22 years.
Yeah.
Because I had seen it open, but I couldn't get in. And I went in. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Nothing big. Yeah. It was like going to a Hard Rock Cafe. You know, having a pork sandwich and seeing some drums on the wall and a Prince outfit.
There was no eating in there.
No. No.
Yeah, how many, like, who cares if it's a guitar?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, big deal.
You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting, one of the things that I enjoyed was you could actually put on the headphones and listen to old DJ shows. So DJs of the past, their shows. So they had like a Rick Dees on there, and they had like Jim Ladd from L.A., and they had like some of the DJs that were on the boats out in Britain when they had, you know, the radio and the boats there, the pirate radios. That was pretty cool. And also they actually had a letter from this guy to Jim Morrison's dad asking about his character, which I thought was really cool. It was a military guy that was asking about his character because he had been arrested for the exposure incident.
Right.
You know, and as you know, I had been arrested for that years ago. So I wanted to see what Jim's dad had to say about the whole thing. And he said, Jim's a good lad, pretty much. He said, I haven't seen him in a while, but Jim means well. And that's what I got out of it, too.
And that's the same, your character, too. You mean well.
I do mean well. I do mean well.
Yeah.
People don't necessarily understand it. Genius.
That's true,
isn't it?
That is true.
Yeah. I have, I got something special. I'm going to play a little clip for you. Here you go.
Special.
Don't be a good neighbor to her. I'll send you a love letter. Straight from my heart.
Heineken.
It's Frank.
Frank Booth.
And then Jeffrey Beaumont disposing of his Heineken into a jug.
That he threw on his neighbor's lawn.
Yeah.
I like those pictures you sent me of you with the gas mask.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I got the gas mask. You're creepy, huh? And I was sending them at like 2 in the morning for you, too.
He sent like 4 of the same one. I'm like, what is he doing?
They're a little different. Yeah. They are a little different.
Oh, yeah.
Like in one, I'm like winking a little bit.
Let me see if I still have it here.
Yeah. Yeah. Creepy movie. It's a great, great American movie.
Oh,
you know,
great.
David Lynch and just all the wackiness involved that he does. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's creepy. That's a great outfit. I thought we should recreate Frank and Ben on stage and recreate that.
Oh, yeah.
As that a conversation.
That scene is just so beautiful.
It is. It's like a little work of art. It's like a little ballet.
Yeah.
You know, the way that all the characters are in there. And
yeah, and the music. The
Darling.
Do you have that song, Bill Doggett?
Which one?
Bill Doggett song.
Oh, I can put it on. I'll find it.
You could almost like do the dialogue with the where it is in the music.
That's true.
Yes. We're talking about Blue Velvet. We're talking about Blue Velvet on time travel. One of the voted the best movie of the 1980s.
Yeah.
Right? Top movie in the 1980s.
It was. It was very polarized, though, because there were some people that said it was the absolute worst, too. There were a lot of people that hate it.
I can see that.
I love it. I think it's great.
I love it. I mean, I love I love David Lynch. I mean, I didn't like... I like Twin Peaks, the last season they did.
Did you see the new one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't have the Showtime. It's Showtime, right?
It's on Showtime, yeah.
Showtime, yeah.
There's some really good episodes. I don't... The ending, I'm trying to make sense of the ending, the way they ended it.
Did they actually conclude it, or there might be another season?
There could be another season.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think.
Interesting. I like Kyle MacLachlan, too, and
yeah,
you know, some of the others. So they got most of the people back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They get Sheriff Harry S. Truman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Yeah.
And they got Lucy, too, and all them?
The Log Lady.
The Log Lady? Wow.
Yeah.
I got to see it. Lady. Did they bring back Crazy Bob and all that, too?
Kinda. I don't remember things well.
This was just like last week, though, wasn't it?
I know. It was. I'm so preoccupied.
Yeah,
with nothing.
I hear you. Nah, you got things to do. You're writing. You're staying busy.
I'm writing.
You're writing? What else we got here? Well,
you should play Poseidon.
Poseidon?
Yeah.
What's that by?
Bill Chase.
Oh, yeah.
The Greek myths.
All right. I'm going to play some more Bill Chase. Good stuff.
The Greek myths. We'll do Poseidon.
If you were a Greek god, which one would you want to be? What do you think?
No, don't do that one. Do the other one. Oh, I actually can do that one.
Which one?
The one up there.
That's all right. I can pull the other one.
Okay. I think at 9.
We have to find it, though.
Go to 9:22.
Oh, you even got it down by the minute.
Mm-hmm.
And the second. Did you write it down, or is it actually on the thing here?
No, I just know.
Nice. Because you listen to it all summer.
I just listened to it all summer.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. So this is Poseidon. Tell us some more about this one.
This is the third, like, after Zeus, and it's just about Poseidon. But the trumpet solo, it is the way he comes in.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah?
It's really good.
So it's Bill Chase, Poseidon. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Guest is Tony Buschetto.
Yeah. mortals to see. She wrote on a shell, this goddess of love, naked and worn by the gods from above. Sweetest maiden born on the wind, carries you across the laughing
friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
That's it. He just says it right at the end. Yeah. You remember when we were in Africa? That's it.
He's just like telling a story.
Yeah, and the rest of the band members like, what the hell did he just say?
He was in a conversation. He sang a song.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got right back to his car.
Yeah, then he turned to his buddy that he was talking to before he jammed one out.
Yeah.
Remember the time we were in Africa? Man. See, a lot of people didn't like the Doors. I thought they were awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people still, They foo-foo the Doors.
You can you know? Listen to the deep cuts. I've been listening to the deeper cuts, you know, not just the hits. And they're good. I always like to revisit the Doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's well thought out, multi-layered.
It's a unique sound.
Yeah.
A lot of people have copied it.
Yeah, and absolutely.
A lot of bands have copied their sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it was unique. He had a good voice. He had a great voice.
He did have a great voice.
He was just... He was a presence.
I liked him a lot. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
I got Adele in the background as we fade out here.
He drank his own piss.
Yeah.
That's what that story was leading to.
It was,
remember,
yeah.
Remember we were in Africa? Yeah. We drank our own piss.
Yeah, yeah. So I picked up this Coach bag. You're admiring my bag.
It is, yeah. Hey, nice bag.
Admiring my bag before and during the show.
I admire your bag. Can I touch it?
Mm-hmm. You may.
It's nice.
Isn't that cool? So I was volunteering my time and services, as I often do. Another way to show how wonderful Chris Earl is he volunteers his time to charity.
Yeah.
And as I was working for this charity, I noticed that there was a Coach bag that came in, and You know, brand new, that sucker's $300. Well, I'm like, eh, $5. I like five bucks. Yeah. I went in, and you know what kind of guy I am? I gave him another $5.
Is it an authentic
coach bag? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know it's a lady's bag, but I thought, you know, it was worth it. It was a bargain.
It's, but the color is not, I guess it's kind of ladyish.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of weird because Chris Earl's walking around with a pocketbook now, but.
Why not?
Yeah.
I would.
To me, it's all about practicality as you get older.
It's perfect. Fits all your stuff in there.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, because I could have just bought like a Market Basket plastic bag, you know, but I wanted to keep our Aesop's Fables book safe and from the rain. And,
yeah.
You know, it's nice. And it's it accentuates my outfit of, you know, red sneakers and red sweatshirt and, you know, Hard Rock hat. So this... The coach bag fits in nicely. So I also, it was nice because I feel like I was rewarded for helping out with my time. I actually saw this nice thing. Yeah. And you know what I actually found in it? There was a nice ring, and I gave it to them.
A ring?
Yeah. Like a really nice ring. And I gave it to the place that I was doing, and I said, I found this ring in the bag. And they went in, and they're like, whoa, it was actually pretty nice. It was worth a few $100.
Wow.
And they went in and they marked it and they put it in their case for me. And they said, thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That's a nice story.
It is a nice story. So I have a pleasant memory with that bag now, too.
And then you streak through the store.
Yeah. And then I peed in the jug.
Yeah.
I have a nice... Yeah, it is kind of a nice story. Now that you mentioned, I didn't really think about it much because I'm used to not nice things happening lately and later on in life. But yeah. Some nice things kind of seep in.
Yeah, it's charity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's better doing that than being a dick.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all going to come back.
I think so. I think that's what it is.
It's all karma.
I think so, too. I think there is something to be said for karma. Yeah. Well, how is your 2017 going? You looking forward to 2018 or still trying to enjoy 2017? Don't think about it anymore, right? It's just another day.
It really is.
Yeah. See, my mom used to, celebrate every holiday when I was a kid. So I kind of got spoiled with, you know, over-celebrating holidays. It was almost like the trophy for everyone that we have, the equivalent of that now. But the thing is I love the fact that she loved holidays, and I love holidays too. But sometimes I get discouraged when a holiday comes up and something doesn't happen.
Right.
Like, you didn't do anything. You know, or you didn't go out or something, you know? So.
So Arbor Day, you're like, hey, let's
have a salad. Let's plant a tree.
Yeah.
Let's go pee in a jug.
Yeah.
Let's do plant it.
Earthy.
Let's do something earthy.
Pee on a tree.
Yeah. Let's shave for Arbor Day.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's all your experience. I mean, I remember holidays as a kid and it was like torture.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Hey. Because, you know, parents and siblings and all that crap.
It was just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not fun.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what it brings up.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know? So.
Big Pitch is coming up next. Derek and Lisa and Shay here getting situated. Yeah. We had a fun time today, I think, Tony.
We had a blast.
I enjoyed myself. Did you enjoy yourself?
We had some laughs.
It goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does.
4 hours went by quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shared some laughs. We, reminisced.
Yeah.
Went back in time, kinda.
We did. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah.
In a couple of months or something. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We're gonna have the Halloween show too. I'm gonna do some horror music. You like doing horror music? Wanna come in for that one?
Yeah.
It's like at the end of October. That's when Halloween is this year.
it's end of October. We should do it November. November.
We can do it like
November 1st is Wednesday.
November 1st is a Wednesday?
Yeah, Halloween falls on a Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so you have to do it the week before, probably.
All right. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No.
All right.
No, I don't.
Do a fable. How about one more fable? Why don't you give us one more fable?
All right.
Why not?
We can have some music?
Yeah. I'll put in... I'll give you some music. I got some background for you. You ready?
Derek, say stop.
Yeah. Here we go.
Stop.
There we go. All right. Final fable here.
Good night, future boy.
This one's titled The Shepherd's Boy. There was once a young shepherd boy who tended his sheep at the foot of a mountain near a dark forest.
One day more,
it was rather lonely for him all day, so he thought upon a plan by which he could get a little company and some excitement. He rushed down towards the village calling out, "Wolf! Wolf!" And the villagers came out to meet him. And some of them stopped with him for a considerable time. This pleased the boy so much that a few days afterwards he tried the same trick. And again the villagers came to his help. But shortly after this, a wolf actually did come out from the forest and began to worry the sheep. And the boy, of course, cried out, "Wolf! Wolf!" still louder than before. But this time the villagers, who had been fooled twice before, thought the boy was again deceiving them, and nobody stirred to come out to his help. So the wolf made a good meal off the boy's flock. And when the boy complained, the wise man of the village said, "A liar will not be believed even when he speaks the truth." So this is, we know this is a different title, right?
Yeah.
The boy that cried wolf. Yeah.
It's a boy that cried wolf. What did they call it?
The Shepherd's Boy.
Oh. It's the Shepherd's Boy.
I thought it was going to be something different. And when he's like wolf, I'm like,
the Shepherd's Boy. And then he went and peed in the jug.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice, though. It was a nice reading. It was a nice retelling of it.
Thank you.
It's nothing we didn't already know.
Yeah, we already knew. Yeah.
Don't be more a like dick. Nice advice.
That's don't
yeah.
be a dick.
Yeah, basically just don't be a dick.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what we come away with tonight. All we right. like to educate as well as entertain here on WMFO. Thank you once again to Tony Moschetto for being here. Good to see you, my friend.
You too.
And Derek, Lisa, and Shay are here. The Big Picture is coming up next. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station. Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you every Wednesday.